Strength. We all need it. We all want more of it. But how do we get it? Good, pure air is a great way to gain strength.
Good, pure air is our sixth natural law in our acronym, STRENGTH.
I'm just getting ready to go outside for a walk in the fresh air. But before I do, I wanted to share a few things with you about good, pure air. The Bible says, "The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life." Did you know our bodies are more dependent upon the air we breathe than the food we eat? When we breathe in good, pure air, our lungs are filled with oxygen and it purifies the blood. Every function of the body is dependent upon oxygen. Every cell in our body needs a constant current of fresh oxygen. Remember, the life of the flesh is in the blood. And what are the needs of the cell? One of them was oxygen. So if the cell doesn't have the oxygen it needs, the tissues, the organs, and the systems are not able to function properly because they don't have the oxygen they need. The Ministry of Healing, page 272, says this: "In order to have good blood, we must breathe well, full, deep inspirations of pure air, which fill the lungs with oxygen, purify the blood. They impart to it a bright color and send it a life-giving current to every part of the body. A good respiration soothes the nerves, it stimulates the appetite and renders digestion more perfect, and induces sound, refreshing sleep." So how do we get these deep, full inspirations of air? Not only the chest, but the abdomen was also designed to aid in breathing. So we need to breathe deeply down into the abdomen. So one way to do this is to practice deep breathing. So when you're thinking about deep breathing, I want you to remember 4, 7, 9. In for 4, hold for 7, breathe out for 9. So in for 4, hold for 7, and out for 9. In for 4, hold for 7. Another way I like to train the abdomen to aid in breathing is using a straw. So you take your straw, and you notice my shoulders aren't moving up and down because the air is going straight down below. When we're born, our natural way of breathing is to be breathing in our abdomen. And it's very interesting that if you lay on the floor, just lay flat on the floor, put your hands on your belly and start breathing, and you'll notice you're no longer breathing up here, but you're breathing from your abdomen. Another thing we need is really good posture, because think about it. If you're sitting all scrunched up and you're all scooched or cramping your lungs, they're not able to expand fully. And if you do this often, your lungs can even lose the ability to expand. So we need to remember the importance of good posture. So what happens if we don't get enough oxygen? The Ministry of Healing continues on to say this: "The blood will move sluggishly, the waste, poisonous matter, which should be thrown off in the exhalations from the lungs, is retained, and the blood becomes impure. Not only the lungs, but the stomach, liver, and brain are affected. The skin becomes sallow, Digestion is retarded. The heart is depressed. The brain is clouded. The thoughts are confused. Gloom settles upon the spirits. The whole system becomes depressed and inactive and peculiarly susceptible to disease. The lungs are constantly throwing off impurities, and they need to be constantly supplied with fresh air. Impure air does not afford the necessary supply of oxygen, and the blood passes to the brain and other organs without being vitalized. So that's very important that we get out in the fresh air, we open up our windows, bring it into the home. Think about it. Food and fluids can be retained in the body, but oxygen can't. Deprived of oxygen for as little as 4 minutes, the brain can become incapable of making intelligent responses. Breathing is so essential to life that God made it subconscious rather than conscious. However, we need to, for optimal health, make a conscious effort to get outside and exercise in the fresh air. Open the windows and bring the fresh air into the house. Put some plants that will purify the air in your home. And remember to open your window just a crack at night while you sleep as well. These simple things can gain benefits to our health. Remember, good, pure air is a necessity and is part of a strength-giving lifestyle. We reap what we sow, so why not sow habits for good health and reap an abundant life? I'm just going to head out for my walk just now, and I hope that you do the same. Get out, go for a walk in the fresh air. So join me next time for more Tiny Bites for Strength.